Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. Our random article today is Susan Blonde. Susan Blonde is a New York publicist and the owner of entertainment and lifestyle publicity agency Susan Blonde Incorporated. Growing up in New York City, Blonde attended the High School of Music and Art, now known as Fiorello H. LaGuardia High School of Music and Art and Performing Arts, where she studied painting. She was given a one-person show at Harvard University, 1971, while she attended school in Boston. She was later chosen to participate in the Whitney Museum's independent study program in New York. Blonde returned home after college and was immediately drawn into the New York art world and Andy Warhol's factory. She and Warhol developed a strong friendship, with Warhol proclaiming that he would make her a star. Blonde indeed went on to star in a number of Warhol's movies, including an infamous scene in Bad where she drops a baby out of a high-rise window, as well as Madame Wang's, directed by filmmaker Paul Morrissey. Soon after Warhol launched Interview magazine, he saw that he had tapped into a growing publishing niche under the editorial direction of writer Glenn O'Brien. Warhol appointed Blonde to launch Interview's advertising arm. Blonde's first job in PR was with United Artists, where she represented artists such as Electric Light Orchestra and Shirley Bassey, soundtracks for blaxploitation films such as Shaft, and film scores by Ennio Morricone for the spaghetti westerns directed by Sergio Leone. Soon thereafter, Blonde moved on to Epic Records, which was owned by CBS at the time. Blonde became vice president of media relations, and worked on the press campaigns of popular artists including first albums from Ozzy Osbourne, Culture Club, Cyndi Lauper, Sade, Meat Loaf, and Boston. Tina Turner, Luther Vandross and The Clash, during their seminal London Calling album, also released albums on the label under her watch. She also worked with Michael Jackson during his Bad and Thriller years. After 13 years at Epic, Blonde formed her own company, Susan Blonde Incorporated, in late 1986, where some of her first clients included the Tunnel Nightclub in New York, music industry figures such as Charles Koppelman and musicians such as Julio Iglesias and George Jones. Susan Blonde has been involved with a number of cause-related organizations, including DIFA, where she serves as board secretary, and is a frequent speaker at many Jewish cultural events. Susan Blonde was also the publicist to Morrissey, singer/lyricist and former member of the Smiths. In an interview with Boy George, Pete Burns of Dead or Alive identified Blonde as a record executive who instructed him to conceal his sexuality, warning him he would be over if he did otherwise. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2040 UTC on Thursday, September 21, 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Susan Blonde. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Abulse May Productions also produces Curmudgeon's Corner, a weekly current events podcast where the hosts discuss whatever is hot in the news each week. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Sally. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find our archive and our sister podcasts Popular Wiki of the Day and Featured Wiki of the Day at wikioftheday.com. Subscribe and tell your friends to listen as well.